In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present
Uncle Dan's Storytime.
Now here's Uncle Dan.
Oh, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely. Storytime introduction, lady. Look at you. You're just the picture of cuteness right there. Well, today's story is titled Jury Duty.
Jury Duty!
Thank you, Chauncey. Helen Harnischfeger was a longtime employee at the Slippery Stone County Courthouse, where she did any one of a number of jobs as required by the not-too-busy courthouse agenda. But on this particular day, Helen was serving her first day of jury duty, only the second time in her life that she'd ever been called. Helen's attitude was good, though, since she knew just about everybody at the courthouse. She knew the judges, she knew the attorneys, she knew the bailiffs, she knew the clerks, she knew the paralegals. You get the idea. On the first day of the trial, all the jury members were assembled outside the courtroom in the hall waiting to be called in. As they were standing there, Helen was standing right next to a rather free-spirited-looking young man with long hair and a beard. And as one courthouse employee after another, consisting of any one of a number of professions from clerk to judge, came down the hallway, each one saw Helen standing there and said hello to her. Well, the young man couldn't help noticing this, and after a few minutes he turned to Helen and said, "Yo, lady, just how long have you been serving jury duty?"
"I don't care who you are, that's funny right there."